This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, Mr. Bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People will ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Turns out they did win that night.
Of course
easy
did.
For me to say. I mean, it's over. Predicting is easy after the game. Very easy. Paul Hamilton along on the Westher hotline. The Sabres make a pretty significant addition to their front office. Jarmo Kekäläinen, late of Columbus. Hi, Paul. How do you think the Sabres scored here for credibility? That was so often the word in our conversations. For the idea of a move like this.
No, I think they did very well with it. I mean, this is a guy that has done different things in organizations. He's been a general manager for a long time, you know, with the Columbus Blue Jackets, 2013 through 2024. But also, before that, he was a director of player personnel in Ottawa. He was assistant GM and director of amateur scouting in St. Louis. He was a GM in Finland with Jokerit. So he's done different things in the position. So he knows what goes on in the front office. He knows what goes on in a hockey department. And he does have credibility that way. And, you know, will be listened to, because that's one of the things Terry Pegula said, is this is just isn't going to be a hire, you know, back when they started looking for it, that, you know, well, the guy's around if you need him. It's this guy will be heard. This guy will be listened to, and he should be. The only thing I would say is, you know, it's a little late. When you hire a general manager who's never been a general manager before, I think this might have been, now not with this man because he had a job at the time,
right?
But this might have been a good idea at that time to bring somebody in of this nature to be able to be with Kevin Adams right from the start, since he had never been a general manager in the NHL before.
Yeah, I'm impressed, Paul, and I have to admit, Mike and I talked this through at the very front end of our show today. You know, I'm coming from a place where I just did not expect them to land someone whose name I would go, oh, you know. I mean, I know Columbus hasn't won anything, so you know, it's not like they're hiring someone who's got a closet full of cups and rings and banners, all right? But there is credibility here, and I like the fact that he worked in the market he worked in because of where the Sabres are. Like he had to deal with Columbus, and like Columbus is not like a destination in the NHL, but he got Johnny Gaudreau to go there, and that's pretty amazing still that that happened. So I feel like this will be a hire that gets the attention of the league to some extent, and people go like, hey, the Sabres did a thing. Like, look at that. So, you know, I know it doesn't score. It's not off the charts, but I'm coming from a place where I wasn't expecting them to really fill this spot. Honestly,
the man has knowledge. I mean, it's as simple as that. He's done a lot of what goes on in a hockey department. And he's not afraid to be bold. I mean, think back to when Johnny Gaudreau was a free agent. The Columbus Blue Jackets were never mentioned. I mean, there were clubs that were mentioned that they thought he was going to go to. It wasn't the Columbus Blue Jackets, and next thing you know, all of a sudden, Johnny Gaudreau signs with the Columbus Blue Jackets, and I thought we were being punked or something. What?
Right.
You know, is that right? Did somebody get this wrong, you know, wrong type of a thing? So he's not afraid to do that. I remember back in 2016 when he drafted Pierre-Luc Dubois, a third overall. There was actually a gasp on the floor of the draft. It would be like, what? You know, it was like, now maybe when you look at that draft, Matthew Tkachuk went sixth overall. I mean, Clayton Keller went seventh. Alex Nylander went eighth. That was a good one. But, you know, Charlie McAvoy went 14th. So, I mean, looking back, we can always say, well, whatever. But at that time, people thought, wow, he took him third overall. Wow. And there was like a gasp on the floor. So he's not afraid to go big. He's not afraid to try things or you know, make a splash type of a move because he's done it before. And, you know, that can be helpful. And Kevin Adams isn't afraid, like when we're talking about guys to bring to the Buffalo Sabres this year. Well, you know, my number one priority would be Ekblad. Now, I understand when I'm throwing these names out here, it's going to be tough to bring any of them in here when you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. I understand that. But that doesn't mean you don't ask. That doesn't mean you don't try. And, you know, so, all right, Ekblad, when you look at it, say, why would he come here? I understand that conversation, but why wouldn't you call and find out? Why wouldn't you call and overpay that man? Because to me, when we're talking about a partner for Owen Power, right there, exactly what I've been talking about for how long. And if I have to overpay to get him, so what? The salary cap's going up each of the next couple of years. So, you know, I'm not really all that concerned about that. And here's a man that has done things like pulled off what nobody thought was what could happen. So, you know, he can maybe help put together some type of an offer that would put the Sabres over the top when, you know, when we're all thinking it's unlikely that it could ever happen type of a scenario.
Well, you've said it all here, but I just wanted to continue it with like that particular trait or strategy from Kekalainen might be his biggest challenge or his biggest hurdle with the Sabres, because they can want what they want. We've been dealing with this forever about, you know, making moves goes back, you know, decades even with the franchise. Will he be able to spur them, Adams, into, you know, some significant changes?
And, you know, Adams, I know the palm tree thing, but the premise of what he was saying wasn't wrong. It's just the basic premise should have been, you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. Why would players come here? There's no reason to come here because, I mean, there's the other stuff, I suppose, is a little bit. But it's the main thing is you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years as an organization. Why would somebody want to come here? So, but my criticism has always been, I understand that's a problem. I understand that you need a trade partner. I understand all that, but it's still your job to get it done. I know it's hard, but at the end of the day, you have to be able to get it done if you're a good general manager. And that basically, because I've liked some of the moves. I liked the trade for McLeod.
Yeah.
I liked, you know, bringing in
Malenstein's another one from last year.
Yeah, Zucker turned out to be. I was, you know, when they made that move, I'm like, all right, whatever. I wasn't for it. I wasn't against it. It was just a whatever move. Well, I came to think it was quite a bit more than whatever, you know, that they did. So it hasn't been all bad, but it hasn't been the big move, you know? And that's the one that he has to be able to finish. Yeah, you tried, but you didn't get it done. You know, as he said, well, we had guys that we were targeting, but then they didn't wind up being traded. Now, one of them wound up being traded during the season, but still, you know, well, still, that's fine. I understand all that, but still your job to get it done.
Right. Paul, do you have any sense at this point, A, will there be like a media availability with Kekalainen? And with that said, do you think if we do hear from him, you know, to announce his arrival, that that might be it for a long time? Because senior advisor is not someone that I expect to be sitting at a podium answering questions.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it either, but you just never know. You know, organizations are different, the way they handle things. And so maybe, maybe not. I really don't have an answer for that. I just, you know, however they feel like they want to handle it. I know Kevin Adams, as things have gone on and he's been criticized more and more, has not been a real happy camper with the media. If you get him to say hello as you walk by him in the hall, you're lucky. He usually just puts his head down and wanders by you. You know, he's just so, I don't know. I just don't know how that would go or if that's going to happen.
Yep.
Or, and you know, anything like that.
I mean, that one infamous example notwithstanding, I've said every time, I think Adams has a pretty good way at press conferences. Maybe he's not enjoying it, but I kind of believe him when he's talking at press conferences. Maybe that's part of how he got into trouble. Maybe even Paul is saying here, like, he wasn't really wrong. So I kind of think the Sabres, the more they can do, the better. I think somebody might say different because they've been down so bad that maybe they don't see it as plus EV to do more media.
Well, almost, but yeah, it almost feels a little bit to me like anything they do, someone is going to be like, oh, you got to have a news conference and announce your senior advisor? What amateur hour? You know, like any fan that's right, burdened by this playoff drought could do that. I thought there's been a little thing percolating during the tail end of the season about not commemorating or recognizing the Stanley Cup team 50 years ago this year. And the whole time, every time I've come across that, I've started to respond and get into the conversation, and I just bail out. But I feel like anything like that, as much as it's warranted, it's a great anniversary and it's a great memory. But you know, you got to celebrate stuff from 50 years ago is not maybe the best look for them right now. You know?
Yeah, and Kevin Adams' last two press conferences have been fine. They've been informative. He hasn't lost his cool or his temper. He's been cordial in answering questions, patient in answering questions. You know, the trade deadline at the end of the season. It was the two before that that he had problems. He was getting angry. He didn't like being criticized by media, which made him angrier. And then, you know, he started being sarcastic, and he didn't come off very well for two press conferences. But you know, he's gotten past that and gotten himself under control. And I would say his last two have been perfectly fine. I have no problem. And I agree with Mike. For the most part, I don't think we get lied to by Kevin Adams. I mean, it's pro sports. I understand we get lied to at some point.
By everybody.
Exactly. I get it. You know, but for the most part, I don't think he stands up there and you know, lies to us or whatever. Could I say he's never lied to us? Well, that's probably not true. As I said, this is pro sports, but I don't think he makes a habit of it. I think he comes up and says his piece, and if there's something he doesn't want to get into, then he just doesn't get into it.
As was covered here quickly before you go, Paul, you don't make predictions. Edmonton-Dallas was the second NHL series ever to go five games or more, with every game decided by at least three goals. That's how that went. There were no close games on the scoreboard. I mean, what? Game four was 2-1 pretty late.
Right.
That's how it went.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Disappointed. I was hoping for so much more from that series.
And, yeah, me too.
But when the guy who looked like he was Wayne Gretzky for how long all of a sudden started looking like he was Tyson Jost for the last eight games, he was Dallas's best player. Yep. He was one of the reasons why Dallas had improved, because Edmonton has improved from last year. And I thought with him, Dallas had improved also. I was looking for a really great series, probably a seven-game series, and we just didn't get it. Edmonton-Vegas only turned out to be a five-game series. Carolina-Washington only turned out to be a five-game series when Washington had such a great regular season.
Yeah.
But, not that. But this Dallas-Edmonton series was just a really huge disappointment to me.
Yeah, Edmonton, since they got blown out in Game 1 against L.A. in the first round, is like they have just beaten the doors off of everybody. They even beat Dallas. I thought they were the better team in Game 1, which they lost on those three power play goals in like 6 minutes of the third period. And then Dallas like ended up pulling away at the end. But they were the better team in that game two up to that point.
Yeah, for 40 minutes.
So, I mean, they look – this final should be – I mean, I hope we get – we don't get another version of Dallas-Edmonton here, because this final looks like it should be fantastic here, Paul.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, I can't tell you or not even going to attempt to tell you who's going to win it, but I wouldn't be shocked if it went seven games. Of course, I said the same thing with Dallas-Edmonton and it went five. So, but I'm hoping it goes seven. Because, and now here we sit, we don't get hockey till Wednesday. That I don't like that either. I mean, we've been having hockey all through the playoffs, and now we sit here, and I am really cranky, boys, because we have Yankees-Dodgers today, and I got to have Apple TV. Can you imagine me trying to figure out how to get Apple TV?
All right, we got to go, Paul.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Watch tomorrow's game.
You could finish your show trying to explain that one to me.
Paul, thanks. Enjoy your weekend nonetheless.
Take care,
guys. As Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline, his appearance is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Back after this, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.